anybody in there?
Yeah, somebody run the adding machine. Hey, maybe that... No, that's Opie Cates.
Opie? Mr. Randolph must have hired him for an office boy.
I don't get just look at him working that machine. Well, he's a regular automat.
I hope he ain't adding up all the lots that's been sold so far. There won't be none left.
You reckon other folks is buying them?
Well, they're bound to at that price.
Huh?
I'm glad we're good friends of Opie's. He can get us right into Mr. Randolph's office. Come on.
Yeah.
Say, Opie, we want to see you.
Be with you in a second, boy.
Yes, sir.
I know, had no idea he knows how to work that thing. He must have been going to night school every day.
Say, Opie, could you stop for just a second?
Yeah, might as well. This thing's no good.
No good? What's the matter with it?
I put over $15 nickels in it and ain't hit the jackpot once.
Well, that ain't no slot machine. It's an adding machine.
It is? No wonder I had such a hard time figuring out where to put the nickels.
Didn't you see them little numbers you was printing up there?
Sure, but I thought that was just my score.
Well, look, Opie, we want you to take us in to see Mr. Randolph right away.
Oh, I can't do that alone.
Yes, you can. Don't friendship mean nothing to you? Who lent you money when you were sick and then come to see you four or five times every day? Wouldn't hardly let you out of their sight.
The Ajax Finance Company.
I don't mean that.
They got me back on my feet, though. The last time they was there, they took the bed right out from under me.
Don't you recollect the time I lent you some money?
I sure do. That's why I switched to Ajax.
Yeah, your race was getting pretty high while I'm holding his little brother that way.
All right, now look, Opie, here's a couple of dollars.
I told you I wasn't doing business with you no more.
This ain't a loan. It's just to make you change your mind about slipping us in to see Mr. Randolph.
Well, Law, maybe we got to get an appointment first.
All right, we'll get one.
Yeah.
Opie, write our name down in that appointment book. That's it on the desk there, ain't it?
Well, I guess so. But gosh, are you sure this is all right, Law?
Of course it is. What time can you put us down for?
Well, how about 11 o'clock?
Good.
That time is taken.
We just got to get in there. Here's another dollar. Put our name ahead of everybody else's.
Well, all right. Whatever you say. There you are.
Well, good. Now can you take us in to see him?
Len, I can't do that.
Why not? You work here, don't you?
Well, gosh, no. I just come in to play the slot machine.
How do you like that? We wasted all that time.
And $3.
Come on, let's get in there.
Yeah.
Yes? What is it?
Oh, my goodness, Miss Pitts.
Oh, is you working here, too?
No, I'm just waiting for Mr. Randolph to come in.
Why, was you aiming on talking business with him?
If nothing more interesting develops, yes. I'm selling greeting cards to raise money for our new Cub Scout pack.
Oh, yes. And he told us you was going to be the den mother.
Could I interest you in some cards, Mr. Edwards?
Well, no, you see, I
have some lovely numbers. Now, here's a beautiful graduation day card.
I'd rather not hear it.
You're leaving school today, my son. A reward for your endurance. You'll soon be eligible now to draw your unemployment insurance.
Oh, that's sweet.
Here's a very sentimental one for May Day.
Yeah, have you got one in there for Groundhog Day? There's a little groundhog over by my place, and I'd like to get him something.
Well, now, please listen to this one. Upon your
If you don't mind, please.
No, I don't mind. Upon your door I hang a basket of heliotrope and heather. I hang it on hope someday we'll hang one on together.
Oh, that's nice. I don't understand it, but it's awful sweet.
I have a lovely anniversary card that starts out, "Oh, husband dear, I've looked for you the whole wide world over."
Well, don't read it to me.
Oh, dear, I must have lost that husband one someplace. I better go look for it.
Yeah, do that. And if you find it, make a carbon copy of it and then throw both of them away. Please.
Well, I'll find it and I'll be back. Goodbye.
How am I ever going to get that woman to stop thinking marriage is so wonderful?
Marry her. That's good looking anything I know of.
Well, I ain't going to worry about that now. Let's sit down and wait for Mr. Randolph to show up.
Yeah, all right. Hey, will you lend me a nickel,
Sure, what do you want to do, get a cup of coffee?
No, I thought I'd play the adding machine there.
Hey, Padner, get away from that thing. You're as bad as Opie.
All right, doggies, Llama, hit it! claim it.
All right, you've lost all your winnings. Now will you quit?
Lomp, if you'll just let me one more...
No. Wait a minute, there he comes.
Huh?
That's old Frank Randolph, all right.
Oh, howdy, gentlemen. Sorry if I kept you waiting. Well, for Pete's sake, look who's here.
You recognize me, huh?
Why, sure. Jughead Edwards. How are you anyway there, boy?
Oh, I'm fine. Say, Frank, I want you to shake hands with Mr. Peabody.
Peabody, I'm glad to know you.
Yeah, howdy do you do. I'm Jughead's partner.
Sit down, Lum, and tell me all about yourself.
Well, we can't stay long, Frank. I just come over to see about buying a lot or two from you.
Well, I'll be glad to sell you one. It's a good idea to buy now because I suspect after a while they might go up a little.
Yeah, a little maybe.
Yeah.
I was wondering, Frank, if I could get a whole bunch of them lots.
A whole bunch? Oh, I wouldn't let you do that, Lum. I know you're just trying to help me out.
But I insist, Frank. What are old friends for if it ain't to do them now, or do them a good turn?
It ain't nobody Lum's rather give the business to than an old friend.
Well, you'd just be throwing your money away, Lum.
Well, see, I'm trying to get shut of some of it so as I can get into a lower tax bracket.
Well, if you get any lower, the Internal Revenue Department's going to have to dredge for you.
Be quiet. Oh.
Well, Lum, now the general rule in a deal like this is to sell only one lot to a person.
Oh?
Now, of course, now it'd be different if you were married and had several children. Then I could sell you a lot for each member of your family and, wait a minute. Are you married, Lum?
Well, to be honest,
oh,
I...
Excuse me, but I found it. Oh, husband dear, I've looked for you.
Husband dear? Why, Lum, you old rascal.
Just a minute here.
Golly, I'm glad to meet you, Mrs. Edwards. Let me just shake your hand.
All right, but don't shake me too hard. I don't want to wake up.
Oh, Lum never said a word about this. He never even mentioned the subject of marriage.
You have no idea how he avoids that subject.
By golly, I'd love to have been at your wedding.
So would I.
Yes, sir, that's one event I'm certainly sorry that I missed out on.
Well, we'd be glad to run through it again for you.
We would not.
Say, I've got a little camera here, and I'd like to get a snapshot of you two. That stand close together. Put your arms around each other.
Along. You heard what the man said.
Come on, let's have a big hug.
Yes, sir.
Oh, now look what you've done. You broke my cigars.
Hold still. I got it.
Good. Now I reckon you can sell me two of them lots.
Oh, sure. Tell me, how many children do you have?
None.
Six. What'd you say?
None.
Six.
Makes 12 altogether. There's 12 more lots you can get, Lum.
Well, by golly, Lum, I had no idea you had a family like that.
Well, I'm a little bewildered by it myself.
Tell me, are they boys or girls?
Practically all of them, yes.
Well, I'd sure love to see some of the little dykes.
Say, Lum, I'm looking for Miss... Oh, there you are, Mother.
Mother! You certainly grow them big out here, Lum.
Yeah, he's a big, healthy boy, all right.
They spike his pablum with Vigoro.
Now, what's going on here, anyway?
Just keep your rompers on, Junior. Daddy will explain it all to you later.
Well, sir, I'm glad to meet you, young man. I'll bet you were a cute little baby.
How much you want to bet?
Let me look at you. Yes, sir, you've got your mother's eyes, but you've got Lum's head.
Well, he don't use it much anyway.
Yes, sir, and you've got your dad's nose and your mother's chin.
Hey, when you get down to that stomach, it's all his.
Well, son, tell me, do you manage to keep yourself busy?
Oh, yeah, we're organizing a Cub Scout pack.
Yeah, and I'll bet you'll make a good one, too.
Oh, I'm the leader.
I don't doubt it.
And she's the mother.
Yes, I know.
Oh, and that reminds me, Mother, the reason I come over here was to tell you that you've got 18 boys now.
18? Well, I thought it was 12.
I thought it was 17. came.
No, we counted them again, and there's 18.
Well, they're kind of hard to keep track of, especially since we got that new vacuum cleaner.
Well, I'd like to get a picture of you three together. I'd like to get one with Sonny sitting on his parents' lap.
It's easier to get one with the parents sitting on Sonny's lap.
Now, alum, you stand right behind Sonny, and... No, I can't see you there. No, you stand in front of him and have your wife there stand beside you.
Shall we do that hugging one again?
Wait a minute. Lum, did he say your wife?
Yes, honey.
Holy smoke, did you two finally get married?
Junior, you better run on to that scout meeting, and Mother, you go with him.
Well, all right. Oh, goodbye, Mr. Edwards. I enjoyed every minute of our marriage.
That's a great little woman you've got there, Lum. Yes, sir, there's nothing like a family.
Sure, nothing like that.
How many lots does that entitle me to?
Well, it's 18 children. Let me see. And you and the missus, that makes $20 or $50 a piece, huh? That'll come to $1,000.
Well, let's see. Abner?
No.
I was just going to ask you to hand me that pen so as I can make out a check.
Oh, well, that's it. Here you are.
All I want you to do is sign it. I'll pay you back out of my profit. Sign right here.
All right. A, B. How do you spell? Oh, yeah, I'll recollect. Yeah. There you are, mister.
Well, that's fine. And here's the receipt for the lot. Sure was good seeing you again. Drop in any time.
Oh, I will. So long, Frank. Come on, Everett.
Yeah.
Sure put that over, huh?
We sure did, Jughead.
I finally got even with that varmint after all these years. Have you got that receipt there?
Yeah, I was just reading it here.
Oh, I tell you, I was shaking in my boots, scared something would happen. Feared he's going to catch on any minute. I bet you I died 20 deaths in there.
Well, you're all set for every one of them, too. Just look at this receipt.
Huh?
You just bought yourself 20 of the choicest lots in the new Pine Ridge Cemetery. Did you make out with Mr. Randolph? Did he buy your cemetery lots?
Oh, yeah, he's awful nice about it. There's a changed man there, Abner.
Did he give you the $1,000 back?
No, I got something way yonder better than that. He gave me a fourth interest in a rhinestone mine.
See you next week, everybody. This is PBS, the Columbia Broadcasting.